This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
And here we go.
Just a little while ago, a few moments ago, the Illinois job filled. Lovie Smith out and Brett Bielema, the former head coach of Wisconsin and Arkansas, three-time Big Ten champion coach, is the new head coach at Illinois and joining us live from his car on the side of the road.
Excited to get back. Born in the state of Illinois. I was actually born at Illini Hospital. It's coming full circle for me and I couldn't be more excited about the opportunity.
Excited about this Illinois football program and about the shared vision that we have for a championship future for Fighting Illini football. The 26th head coach for a Fighting Illini football program, Brett Bielema.
A tremendous challenge, a tremendous opportunity in front of us, and one that I'm excited to get to. I think the biggest thing for me is the plan may be a little bit different than places I've been before, but the root of good football is very simple. We'll build a roster of smart, tough, dependable players. It's a place that has a lot of pride in history, so it's a very, very exciting time.
Yeah. Let's go for a little ride.
Christmas. It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5, Lante, Derek Piper. It feels like a Friday, but we don't have Hans. So we'll see how we can navigate a kind of a final show, if you will, of the week without Hans D here. We are not obviously doing the show tomorrow, Christmas Eve. We're going to take Christmas Eve, take Christmas Day off. You just handed me a nice gift that I appreciate.
That
was very
nice
of you. And I don't know, am I supposed to say what it is?
You can.
It's a koozie or a huggy. What do you call it?
I think I say koozie.
I grew up calling them huggies, like it's you put your beer in it. But a lot of times now I say koozie. But it is white with the Chief Illiniwek on both sides. This is maybe one of the best gifts I've ever gotten.
Hey.
And I told you immediately, we're having kind of our family Christmas with my mom, my brother, and everybody tonight. I told you, if I don't watch this thing, it's going to end up back in Arizona. I can promise you Lucas Tay is going to see this and be like, I'm taking that home back to college. So, but no, thank you very much for that. That is awesome of you. I was going to ask you before we get into a lot of the stuff, can you remember like one or two of your favorite Christmas gifts that you ever received that Santa would bring or maybe your parents gave you? I'll start while you're thinking.
Go ahead.
So when I was really young, I remember opening, it was a Santa gift, because Santa just, he's the man. I mean, he knows exactly what you want. So I opened this gift up, and it is a complete Arizona Cardinals, but at the time, St. Louis Cardinal football, everything. Like the pants, the jersey, it had shoulder pads, it had a helmet. And I remember opening that and putting it on. And it was one of those classic, like, even, I don't know, I was probably 10, probably not even 10. And you had all these other gifts. I didn't care about any of them. I'm like, nope, I just want to go downstairs and play football now in my Arizona, or my St. Louis Cardinal football stuff. That was always one of my favorite gifts. Then as I got older, Santa would still give me cool gifts, but my dad and mom would just leave money up on the fireplace mantle. You know, when you get to like college age, those quickly became my favorite gifts. Because I'd study that and I'd be like, boy, that's going to take me a long way in Carbondale. This money right here is going to last a lot of nights out on the strip in Carbondale for sure. Can you think of anything?
Yeah. The first one that comes to mind is when me and my brother got the N64 from Santa. And that was big time. The Mario Kart, NFL Blitz.
Oh, yes.
I wasn't that old, but I was pretty fired up.
Isn't that awesome?
That ranked high up there. And then as I got older, I know that I got some Cubs-Cardinals tickets one year to go to Wrigley.
Oh, cool.
First time ever me and my dad went.
Cool.
That was pretty awesome.
So. That would be very cool. No, and, you know, that's always special, too, because you get to do a trip with your dad or your mom. Moms, you're always the coolest, right? I mean, we know that. Moms are you are the grand whatever. But every once in a while, we kind of like doing stuff with our dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope, at least, that my boys, once in a while, like doing stuff with their dad. So we'll see. But, yeah, it's just little things like that. And I know we do this. We've done this before. But I always encourage everybody out there, if you want to text in 359-2255, Is there one or a couple of gifts that you remember getting? Now, back in my day, you know, we didn't really have the Nintendo, you know. So I remember getting an Atari, but I don't recall if I got that for Christmas. So we had the Atari, the very first Pong and all of that. And there was like a tank game and stuff. But and through the years, you know, I was a little bit older when I'd get like a PlayStation and stuff. But yeah, that's always, you can't beat that stuff. And then the stocking. Like I could not, we always do the stocking first, and I could not wait to get to the stocking. And in my age, like as I got a little bit older, there'd be cassette tapes in there, little Scorpions or Poison or something. It's like, yeah. And then all that candy. And you know me, you've seen me every day.
An excessive amount of candy. Oh. If it's like, if your mom is like my mom.
Yes.
I mean, it lasts you till Easter.
You're right.
I'm serious. And she'll still give me one. I'm 30 years old. She'll probably give me one.
I love getting stockings. And that was like one of the few days where my mom would not be like, okay, like you've had enough. We're going to eat. She would just, whatever, just get as much as you want and then go downstairs and run it off with all your new toys. Go get stuff done. So if you've got one, Sean sent in, he got his favorite Santa gift was always new Illini gear. Nothing wrong with that. And I feel like that this year with my new Illini koozie that Pipes just gave me. I'm going to hold it up here for the YouTube so everybody on YouTube can see it. But the Illini gear, and then he also got a new Xbox. We'll probably be able to tell what age our listeners are, like by what gift they remember and what they remember getting. So I also had an Evel Knievel bike that I still have.
Really?
I saw it. I went to my mom's the other day, and I was helping to clean out a garage and stuff. And there it is, lo and behold, this Evel Knievel bike that's still in pretty good shape. Now, I'm saying this out loud, so nobody go down there and swipe it. But it honestly, I got on YouTube, or not YouTube, but eBay the other day. You can sell those things for like $1,500 or $2,000. I'm like, jeez. Dang. And I don't think, I mean, both my boys are out of the age. They don't want an Evel Knievel bike. They don't even know who Evel Knievel is. So that's kind of a cool thing that it's still in pretty good shape, too.
Yeah, be careful. Bikes were hard to find for a while there. Uh-oh. During this summer. And
I better move it tonight. I'm going to be down there tonight. I better move that thing to a disclosed location so nobody can go down there and get that thing. But, yeah, if you want to weigh in with your Christmas gifts again, 359-2255. We are next hour. You're going to bail because I didn't realize till you texted me today that Illinois played at 5:30.
I was doing the preview last night and checked the time, and I'm like, crap.
That is crazy. You're like, hey, dude, I've got to do like a live blog.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do, and I hope this doesn't bore everybody, but the game will be going on. And listen, I mean, I'm old enough. I can take it. I know a lot of you will be watching the game or listening to the game and not probably listening to me. And that's fine. So by chance, we are going to replay what we had done yesterday with Brett Bielema. The 22-minute is what it is. Interview with Coach Bielema. We'll do that. I've got a little special Christmas message that I'm going to... This is going to be one of the corniest things I've ever done. But it's just been such a weird year. And I just feel like right now, more than any time ever at Christmas, we need to really slow life down for the next couple of days and just enjoy Christmas. Enjoy the traditions that you have. I know tomorrow is always a favorite day for me because the boys come over, we're going to grill steaks, and then we get a mean game of Monopoly going.
Mm.
And it is all holes, like no holes barred. Like, I tell them to watch the language, although sometimes I wonder if that doesn't even, but you know, it's trash talking. It's just everything. People getting mad, Monopoly pieces flying through the house. I mean, it is just, it's a war. And we are going to do that tomorrow. Now, normally what we do is we play two different games. We play one where if you land on, let's say, Illinois Avenue, then and I buy it, then nobody else can buy the red.
Oh, okay.
And what it does is speeds up the game.
Sure.
But the other bad thing about it is you're pretty much pinched if you get unlucky rolls going around. I'm like, that's the one time you don't want to land on Park, or not Park Place, but Chance. Or Community, whatever that is. You know, you don't want to land on those because you want to be able to buy up as many properties as you can. And then we'll play a second game where that's not the case. And then that's where the shuffling goes, the trading. I remember one year, like, Lucas talked his brother, Andrew, who at the time was, like, 7, talked him into giving him, like, Boardwalk for, like, I don't know, Tennessee. And I'm like, no! I'm like, we need to have a commissioner here to decide this stuff. So we'll do that tomorrow. And we'll do that. Somebody says, okay, koozie. Did I say jacuzzi? Just a koozie. I mean, it's a koozie, right? It says, I can't believe Derek got you a jacuzzi, indoor or outdoor. That's awesome. Rick and Seidel, St. Louis Cardinals football uniform, number 8, Larry Wilson, Hall of Famer. He's on the Ring of Honor, I believe, out of the Arizona Cardinals stadium now. That would be cool. Pat Tilly, he played back in the day with Pat Tilly. Somebody said, hang on to the Evel Knievel bike. That stuff's fine to hard. I shouldn't have said that I have it, because now I have a feeling that thing's going to be going. Andrew had an all-black Huffy bike back in 1990 and an Illini starter jacket.
The starter jackets were cool. Yeah, are cool. I mean, they are. Not were. They are cool.
The Charlotte Hornet one was always a big one. Yeah, and the Illini starter's jacket. Favorites, let's see. He got a Sega Genesis. Kenny got a Sega Genesis when he was 10. So you can tell his age a little bit with the Sega. What else? Tim said, it's a bit of a long-winded explanation, but mine's the same as yours. I'd become a Montana fan when he was at Notre Dame, joined his fan club when he was drafted by the Niners. My whole family were Bears fans, but I was a closet Niners fan. Santa brought me the whole uniform, and I've been a diehard Niners fan since. Isn't that cool? You can really, really make an impression on a child with a gift. So I hope everybody out there just continues to do great things and make your child's Christmas the best day of the year. Because I know mine were. And now I try to do the same for mine. And it's fun. It's just as fun now to watch them open. And, of course, I never know what Santa gets them. So I'm always like, what'd you get? It's like, let's go. Let's see this thing. All right, so we're going to talk. That's next hour. I'll do a little Christmas message, and we'll do the Brett Bielema interview replay. This hour, though, we got to focus on the Fighting Illini basketball team. We got to get this team back to just square one, get them rolling, get them on this big run, because I know, like you said yesterday, there's about 9 or 10 games here that they should be the favorite in every game, including tonight at Penn State. I think the line was like 4. I saw on ESPN today. What are you thinking? What's your gut tell you? I mean, this Penn State team is a team that for 4 years had Lamar Stevens, and everything ran through him. And they also, what was the other big guy?
Mike Watkins.
Oh, man, am I glad he's gone. So Watkins is gone. Stevens is gone. And now you've got a team of guys that were almost all second fiddle, if you will. But now they've kind of thrown into the Brockingtons of the world that are kind of thrown into having to be kind of the stars this year for this team. So what are you expecting from this Penn State team, and what are you expecting how Illinois faces them tonight?
Another thing I didn't realize until I looked it up last night, Penn State had beaten you 6 times in a row until last year's win.
What?
In State College.
Wow.
So you were able to... Last year was the year of updating stats.
Yes.
Which was a good thing to do. But yeah, you go on the road and can make jokes about whether or not no fans allowed at Penn State is any different than what they normally have. But it's a Penn State team that has had some really good runs of offense, and they can be dangerous. They got out to a 29-10 lead against Seton Hall, hit a ton of threes. Virginia Tech, who was 15 in the country, they beat Villanova. Penn State was in their place up 58-31.
Wow.
And it hit 10 threes in the first 25 minutes. So they take a ton of threes. That's really what they live and die by. Illinois is going in there, and they have a big-time size advantage.
Mm-hmm.
John Herrar, who we saw him last year. We're familiar with him over the years, but he's 6'9", and he's going against Kofi, and Herrar's the tallest guy on the roster.
Wow.
They have a couple 6'8", and that's about it.
That's it.
So Kofi should feast. Absolutely. Penn State is pretty aggressive defensively. They're trying to turn you over. They lead the Big Ten in turnovers forced, over 16 a game. Illinois, of course, has had some issues with giving the ball away, so that's going to be something to really watch for. They'll extend pressure, full court. Illinois has to handle that. But once you get in the half court, and if you're able to move the ball, get it inside. Io had a big game, slicing them up in the pick and roll. I think he should be able to do that again. You just got to go out there and win the game, man.
You do.
I think early on it's about making a statement, controlling it, because if Penn State's able to get confidence early and feel like they can hang around, they could be someone that's tough to pull away from. I think early on is really what you're looking for an inspired effort.
And what's weird is that against Minnesota, where you came out, or you ended up dominating the Gophers, but you did not start that game well. Minnesota had a lead for a lot, you know, maybe the first like 8 minutes of that game. And I know that was kind of troubling. You're like, what's going on here? And then they just absolutely ran away with it. Illinois did, and proved they're the better team. And that's what they need to do tonight against Penn State. Dare I say that Illinois needs to, they need to summon a little Baylor perimeter defense tonight, because Penn State's going to try to beat you with the three, right? I mean, Myron Jones and these guys, they're going to be taking a lot of shots, like you said, against Seton Hall. They beat Virginia Tech by 20, I believe, which is a pretty good Virginia Tech team. So I feel like that perimeter defense is going to have to extend and going to have to be tough. Now, with not a lot of size inside, Derek, I'm gonna throw a couple things at you, a couple lanes. With not a lot of size inside for Penn State, I would assume that Illinois can be a little more aggressive, if you will, on the perimeter, maybe getting out in guys' faces. Because if you get beat, for instance, you've got Kofi back there without a lot of size, and he should be able to handle some of that. But one thing that has ailed Illinois big time are these fouls. And they continue to foul at an alarming rate. I know, I think, like, in I read something one day, like, in the losses, They've had almost like 90 fouls in just the three losses. I mean, that's 30 a game. And there's one thing about being energetic. There's one thing about being aggressive. But there's also another thing about knowing how to be that and yet still play defense without fouling.
Yeah, absolutely. When you look at the free throw differential in their three losses, they've allowed over 90 free throws, and they've shot maybe in the 50s. Just the Rutgers game, Rutgers shot 36 free throws. You shot 15. So that can't happen again as far as putting Penn State on the line when you already know that they're able to shoot the three well. And they don't have a lot of guys that necessarily worry a ton off the dribble. Jamari Wheeler is a tough veteran point guard. He's got a quick first step. He wants to break you down, kick it out, and that's kind of the driving kick offense that they're really looking for. I thought Trent Frazier did a good job against him last year. So you're going to look for that again, but yeah, it's Miles Dredd, who comes off the bench this year and shoots 42% from three. They got a transfer shooting 43. Lundy, he's got multiple guys. Brockington. Brockington's a drive and pull-up guy. He's a lefty that likes to really shoot the mid-range jumper, and he does it very, very well. But they just have different guys who can get hot. Lundy went for 32 against VCU.
Hmm.
And in the last two games, he's had like 5 points.
He's kind of their power forward, if you will, right? Their four.
Yep.
I said power forward. How much does that age me? He's kind of their four, if you will. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, and there again, I feel like that's kind of Penn State in the sense that you don't know when you play them, you're not sure which guy's going to try to go off. And that's kind of where you've got to – well, we talked a little bit about the fouls. I know Brad Underwood, when he met with you guys, the media, on the press – I always say you guys, like I'm not part of the media, I guess. I'm not part of that. He did talk about that with the issues with all the fouling. And then on the flip side of that, the big boy, Kofi, maybe not getting some of those. Here was Brad Underwood.
You know, again, it's hands. It's using hands. It's a huge adjustment playing. And usually what happens when you're foul is you're thinking and you're a little bit passive. But, Derek, I can't just throw it all on them. And Curbelo picked up two or three. One was a complete flop. It was a horrible, brutal call. You know, we got guys in our league flopping, and my guy Kofi's just getting annihilated, and we're not getting that same call. We're not getting the same whistle. I just need to teach flopping, I guess, and acting. But, he's trying to block out, and he's reaching and grabbing. He's got to quit that. We've been through that with film. And usually it's an adjustment. You're playing against bigger, stronger guys, so you're trying to do.
There he is talking about that, and I didn't realize that was your question. So I know he wasn't happy about that, but let's address the first part, the hands. He's right. I mean, you have to have active hands, but you need to not have so active to where you're just hacking guys on the perimeter. And, you know, a lot of times fouls you can get away with a foul underneath. I can remember playing basketball and going underneath the basket, even as a little guard. I could get away with an elbow here and there or holding a jersey or a little slight push in the back. You can kind of get away with that, but when it's out on the perimeter and that's all the official sees because he's looking right at you, you're not going to get away with a lot of those. And that's where you got to play defense with your feet and also get your hands up on shots. And that's something that maybe Illinois can really, they'll have to do that well tonight against Penn State.
Yep, they need to. It's a lack of discipline when you're just showing that to the official, the hands on the jersey, the hands, you know, on the body when he's when someone's trying to drive you. And that's going to be a call a lot. Now, I know that we sit there and we say it's the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. Let the guys play. There's going to be contact. I mean, how many years have we seen?
Forever.
It'd be a really physical league.
Yep.
Why is there more and more and more fouls? I mean, it doesn't need to happen. But until the officials change or until you realize the tone being set in the game that, hey, this game's going to be called a little bit differently, you've got to keep the hands off.
I have a thought, and I have about three good ones a year, and this would be my third and final good thought of the year. You know, with all this non-conference games that we didn't get to play this year, a lot of times when a season starts, there's new rules that officials are all of a sudden, there's always like a few wrinkle rules that they have to, that officials have to bring to the game then that year. It seems like early on there's a lot of fouls, and by the time you reach Big Ten play, it kind of just all, how do you say it, just kind of thins out. And then they kind of just let them play a little bit more. Well, for officials, they're still kind of in non-conference right now because they may have only done so many games that maybe that's what's happening. And here in about 2 weeks when Illinois is playing whatever, Indiana or something, we're going to kind of forget about all that and everything's going to kind of thin out and there won't be as many fouls. I don't know. That's a thought. Because a lot of times officials, it seems like early in the year, they're setting the tone. They're telling you not to put a hand on the you know, the waist or the butt area, or they're going to call that. And then 2 months in, you can do anything you want out on the perimeter, including tripping guys, and they don't call it. So maybe that's it. Maybe officials are slowly getting into where they feel like they're comfortable for the rest of the year.
I do think that's a fair point, because you go in every year and there's a point of emphasis. Like, yes, they go to referee camp.
Yeah.
It's like, this year, we have to call this every single time, and if you don't, you're going to be reprimanded. But, of course, we know that referees can make horrible calls and not, yes, have anything happen to them.
Yes.
Maybe it goes the other way, because there's been such a great amount of criticism about the amount of charges being called and some of these ones that are just horrible.
Oh.
And you would think that maybe it flips the other way and you don't. It's hard to get one.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to see. But I think overall, especially for the Big Ten, let these guys mix it up a little bit.
I agree. Totally agree. While we're on the subject, there was also another Brad Underwood clip today about sending in clips to the league office. You mentioned the fact that an official can make a call and nothing can be done. Well, the one thing that coaches can do is they can at least send those clips to the league office and say, hey, my guy is not getting fair treatment here. So here was Brad on that.
You know, my problem is I'm not as concerned as to what that response is, as I want them to understand how dejected our players get when that's not. I mean, Kofi can't help the fact he's 297 pounds and he's strong, and that he doesn't. And when he gets smacked on the arm, like on the jump ball call, and he gets smacked on the arm and he doesn't lose the ball, he can't help the fact that he's strong. I mean, he could bench press the building. And a 200-pound guy loses that ball, and the ball goes everywhere, and it's an obvious foul. And that's frustrating because he is so dejected. And, you know, I think that there's some – we just had a situation in the Minnesota game with Georgie where an official absolutely came in and apologized because maybe his reputation in the past had gotten him a call, and Georgie's completely changed. It's so, these guys get so disappointed, so dejected when they do everything right. And I mean, I had a long conversation with Kofi yesterday, you know, about it and how to handle it and how not to get, stay emotionless, stay, you know, and he just frustrated. I mean, every single.
Yeah, I mean, it can be frustrating. There's no doubt about that. So we're going to hear more from Brad Underwood as we go along this hour, getting you ready for Illinois-Penn State. Again, next hour, we'll do a little bit of that. And, of course, the game starts around 5:30, so the previewing of that will be done. So I'm going to try to do a little Christmas message for everybody next hour, and then we'll hear Brett Bielema's interview from yesterday. We've got a couple more on the College of Aces text line. Mark and Indy said, his best present was a Sega or a PlayStation 1. I think most of us are all like into video games, right? I mean, I don't play them anymore, but I think that is one thing that you always remember getting. He also said, did Lon ever ask Brett how to pronounce his name? I may have missed it. It is Bielema. is how you say it. That second E is silent. Even though I can promise you this, for the entire tenure that Brett is in Champaign, you're going to hear Bielema all the time. So Brett Bielema is, according to the press release and according to Brett, how you say his name, Brett Bielema. Best Christmas from a 217, a Champaign Chiefs youth hockey tournament at the U of I ice rink in 2004. That'd be cool. Lindy, he got a G.I. Joe helicopter and command center and then a Stretch Armstrong.
I remember the Stretch Armstrong.
Oh, yeah, man. That's in that, what is the one show with, who's Falker? What's that guy's name?
Ben Stiller.
Yeah, Ben Stiller's in a show where he has to travel to find Sean Penn. I can't think of what it's called right now, but somebody give or he gets a present of a Stretch Armstrong from his sister. That is awesome. That stuff. All right. What else? That's about it. So that's what we're doing. We're asking you, what was your favorite Christmas gift? Send it in 359-2255. I know what I forgot. I won't say his name in case she's listening. He said, what should I get my girlfriend? Dude, that's hard enough. We don't know this stuff. I always rely on, like, if she's an Illini fan, get her some, go to Game Day Spirit, get some Illinois gear. Nobody ever gets mad with opening up a hoodie. Nobody.
I'm with you.
So, you know, clothes are tricky, but if they're sport-related clothes, they're not necessarily tricky. So get her an Illinois pullover or a hoodie at Game Day Spirit. They've got a special right now.
I was there today.
Oh, you were there today?
Yeah.
I know McLean sent that to us yesterday. They've got a special in-store discount right now until tomorrow, I believe. So, because I assume they're not open on Christmas Day. So if you still need to get to Game Day Spirit and you're like Derek and I and you do all your Christmas shopping the last couple of days, then you've got time and they're going to reward you with a discount. So get there. I don't know. Any other advice for him on a girlfriend?
It's hard to say. We don't know her.
Right. That's true. I mean, you know, a little bracelet maybe that sure, she could remember. Yeah.
Don't freak out and get her a ring unless you're at that point in your life.
I just always avoided clothes. Yeah, I mean, I just let them buy their own clothes. You know, they know what they want. Unless there's something. What are those summer dresses? What do we call those things? Those, what am I thinking of? Sundress.
Yeah, sundress.
Sundress.
Yeah. Get her a cat.
That's so funny.
What I did 3 years ago.
I said, one of those sundresses, and then it's like, it's actually called a sundress.
Yeah.
Get her one of those. Those are cool to wear. You got her a pet.
I did, yep.
Now, they caution you not to do that around Christmas. In case the person doesn't want the pet.
Oh, but obviously, well, she made it known that she wanted
okay.
it. So that was kind of an easy one for me.
What is the name of the kitty cat?
The cat?
Yeah.
Nash.
Nash.
Short for Nashville, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if it was short for Steve Nash.
Ah,
so
been.
Short for Nashville. Yeah. I like it. That's awesome. A pet is it.
Woke me up at an early hour this morning.
Nash still runs the house, I see. That never fails. All right, 359-2255 is how you get in touch with us on the College of Aces text line. More from Brad Underwood, more of a preview of Illinois and Penn State. Before the hour's up, we'll both give our predictions, and I got a funny story about that when we get to that point. It is The Drive.
You want your children and grandchildren to focus on their future, not tuition. For more than 150 years, Busey Bank has partnered with families and businesses to establish impactful, enduring legacies. Busey's experienced advisors can help build plans and develop strategies that work as hard as you do, evolving to create lasting impact for your family and legacy. Learn more at Busey.com. Member FDIC.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's a BB gun.
What's wrong, Ralphie? It looks like there are two more gifts over there. Open them.
It's a moving truck! It's two professional movers! Wow! I got two men in a truck for Christmas! Now we don't have to deal with moving in the winter on our own! This is the best Christmas ever!
Get your holidays moving stress-free. Go to twomenchampagne.com to start your free estimate.
Full-size moving trucks will not fit under most Christmas trees. Movers and trucks are not sold separately.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. 150 degrees one day, sub-zero temperatures the next. We test so it runs.
CU Trade Services for commercial and residential, working with highly trained technicians for plumbing, electrical, and HVAC. Get your furnace checkup now with details found at thecuservices.com, your local train dealer.
It's hard to stop a train.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Have you heard about the amazing variety of majors at the College of Aces at the University of Illinois? Are the students in your life interested in nutrition and families or animals and agriculture? Do they care about the environment? Do leadership and technology grab their attention? Introduce them to ACES. Here's how. Visit aces.illinois.edu/future-students for must-have info and virtual visits. You can also visit ACES Illinois on YouTube, filled with videos about courses and culture. ACES is more than meets the eye. Learn more. aces.illinois.edu.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Hey, are your appliance giving you trouble, or are you looking for something new? Then shop local at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They have the items and resources to get you what you need now. You can shop easily by going online to appliance-world.com. Sign up for exclusive offers, get the latest local deals, chat with an associate online, shop their showroom for your phone, and more. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World offers the best prices, service, and selection in Central Illinois. They're the place you want to visit for the best deals around. And of course, don't forget about their 10-year protection plan. Check out the Champaign location just south of I-74 on Neal Street or online at appliance-world.com.
Illinois and Penn State tonight, the Illini 5-3. Is that right? 5-3? And 1-1 in the conference. When's the last time Illinois started 2-0 in conference play?
I think it was 2014.
Wow.
If I'm remembering the press release from the Rutgers game.
That's a long time.
You know the last time Rutgers started 2-0 in a conference? 1998.
Oh, wow.
In the Big East.
So they're excited. They've already played two games.
And they're up 10 at half at Ohio State.
I tell you what, that is a good basketball team. Is EJ Liddell playing? There,
he
I
is.
Said his name.
He has eight points, four rebounds.
Okay, I know he played the other night. I must be in the Christmas spirit that I
said
his name. Man, that'll never happen again. But
well,
listen,
if they were up 10, you wouldn't have said his name.
That's correct. That is correct. You see, now that they're losing, I want to point out that he's on the team and they're losing. This Rutgers team is really, really good, Derek. I'm not saying they're better than Illinois. I think Illinois is still the better team. I just don't think that loss at Rutgers is going to be something that Illinois fans should just hang their head about. Because, I mean, you battled a pretty good Rutgers team, and again, not many people are going to win at the rack this year.
They're not.
If any.
Nope, absolutely not. It's a really great defensive team, and now they've gotten Ron Harper Jr. is playing at a really, really high level, all Big Ten, first team kind of level. He has 10 in the first half. I mean, he's just shooting the lights out. Jacob Young, the way that he's progressed is impressive for them. I know they'll miss Omiyuri down low, but Miles Johnson, to be able to have him, he is in foul trouble, by the way. That's your guy in
that's
fantasy.
That's not good
so
with me.
I'm sorry to report, but that is a very good Rutgers team, a very well-coached Rutgers team. You're not going to look at that loss and regret anything. Maybe it is the difference between winning the Big Ten and not. At the
true.
End of the day, it could be.
True.
But as far as your resume or just a disappointment, I'm still going to point so far. It's going to be the Missouri one.
Yep.
And they almost lost to Bradley last night.
I saw that. They won by a point.
And won by Jeremiah Tillman when they were down two.
Wow. Wasn't it like 54-53 or something? And did I mention yesterday that SIU went and won at Hinkle at Butler? That was a great win for Brian Mullins.
Smacked them around a little bit.
Boy, I tell you what, that is a team loaded with freshmen and sophomores. And Brian Mullins, man, I don't know how long Southern's going to be able to keep him. The only thing you can hope for is that he played at SIU and that he wants to stick around that program. But I don't know. I don't know how long before somebody comes looking for him. And that SIU team, now, again, the danger of this freshman, or not freshman, but this transfer rule, if it is indeed voted in, I don't think it's official yet.
January is the official vote.
Okay. So that could really hurt a program like SIU. And I
Your guy, DeMask.
Yeah. He was named Valley Player of the Week this week. He went for 20-some. He's really good. But, hey, go to Wisconsin, recruit. They got good kids up there. We were just talking about Rutgers. Brad Underwood mentioned in his press conference about bouncing back from a loss such as Rutgers.
I don't know. It really ticks me off, for one. I'm usually not very happy about losing a game. But we've got to figure that out. And I'm trying not to make – I want our guys to understand losing's not an option. It's unacceptable. But it can't be lose and then we get all riled up again. And we've got to understand that we've got to switch jerseys. We're not the hunted anymore. We're the hunter. We're being the one hunted. We're everybody's 4th of July. We're everybody's New Year's Day celebration. People are getting excited to play us. And you have guys who put their name in the draft, and people are going after those guys, and they're fired up. And we've got to expect that every night. We've got to grow into that. And I thought we got off to a great start at Rutgers. I don't think that was as big an issue as the fact they're really good. We just had a lapse about the 12-minute mark that we've had in our three losses that has really hurt us on the boards. And then we've made a mistake or two, and whether it was the intentional foul or some of the other things, but we've got to grow from those.
All right. Grow from that. And of course we'll see tonight. Now they lost to Missouri. I feel like they grew from that, pounded Minnesota, which you should do. And then now all of a sudden you lose Rutgers. Now you got a chance against Penn State to kind of bounce back.
Go hunt, man.
Go hunt. You said it yesterday.
I wrote it in the article. We can talk a lot about Hunter, hunted. Trent mentioned yesterday. I'm not knocking Trent. He said, you know, we're going to be in the top 25 all year long, and people are going to give us their best shot, which he's probably right about the ranking, but it's not a guarantee. You lose this game, who knows?
Oh, I think if you lost to Penn State, you'd drop.
Yeah.
I think you'd drop out. You're what, 19th now?
You're 18th right
18th.
Now.
18th. I mean, there's
5-4. I'm not saying that's going to happen. Yeah. But this team has to go out and play with that chip on their shoulders they had last year. Something to prove, because there's a lot to still play out in this season. You gotta go get what you want.
Like Georgie said, without saying it,
yep,
we ain't done yet. Nothing. And so why not go hunt? It's all about intensity. So what that teams are coming after you? Go after them.
That's right.
That's what you do. All right, here was Brad Underwood. He was fiery. During this press conference, this was his opening statement leading up to the game against Penn State.
Happy Christmas week. It's a very, very busy week for us. Being out east twice and then the day after Christmas. But that's COVID 2020. No excuses, just kind of pushing forward. And like we told our guys, it's about recovery. It's about proper amount of rest. That's one of the things that we're finding as we go through this. We test every morning. We tested it at 5:30 in the morning before the Rutgers game, which is 4:30 our time. So we're up and at them. But we're going to take on an extremely good, talented, and veteran Penn State team. Looking back at the Rutgers game, we knew they were very, very good. You know, that's a team that I told our team yesterday, the three teams we've played are 17-0 and all in the top 12 or whatever they are, 15 in the country, on the road and away from our place. And we got to continue to grow. I've been disappointed with our lack of consistency on the defensive end. I think that's very obvious. When you shoot 54%, 60% from the three, you should win. I don't care where you play, who you play, you should win. And that speaks volumes to what we've been doing on that end of the court. But to go out against Minnesota and just be as impressive and as committed and as dedicated and as dialed in as we were against them, and to not have that same urgency for 40 minutes, I think that's one of the lulls we fall into with our offensive play, is we know we can score. And, you know, so we haven't taken that growth step that I've been looking for. So we talked a lot about that. The one of the biggest reasons that we lost the Rutgers game didn't have anything to do with Harper. I know you guys will be disappointed in hearing that. He scored some points. Mulcahy absolutely destroyed us. With he made every Andres Feliz play that there was. And we showed our guys about an hour of clips of him kicking our butt. He drew six fouls. He was getting ball, his hands on balls, making passes, diving on the floor, and they deserve to win that game. So, especially because of his play. Really good players are going to score. We knew Harper was going to score some points, but Mulcahy was absolutely the difference in the game. So we've talked about those things. I'm demanding much, much more from my from our veterans. They've got to be better on the defensive end, and they've got to help shore things up on that end. We know we can do it. We were the best defensive team in the country. We're 218th right now in foul rate. We were.
That is Brad Underwood getting us ready for Illinois and Penn State tonight. And, you know, I mean, it's one of those deals where, like we talked about, bring the intensity, get things done, and you should be able to get this figured out against the Nittany Lions squad. Can you give me a quick rundown of, like, the next four or five Illinois games? I know Indiana's part of that, but like you said, they should be able. If you're this good of a team, you should be able to go on a major run right now, and that's how you work your way back up at top 25, which I know for all intent, you know, intents and purposes or whatever that is. I mean, it's, I don't think that's one thing you live on, but certainly when you're ranked, you're getting your highlights shown. And the committee's got to see that every week saying, oh, well, that Illinois team's been ranked every week. So where do we go from here?
So this is your final game of a stretch in which you've played 5 of 6 away from home.
Okay.
After this, you'll play 5 of your next 7 in Champaign.
Wow.
Only one of those, the other two are outside of the state. That's at Nebraska. So you have Indiana this weekend, Saturday the 26th. Then you have Purdue at home. Indiana's also home. At Northwestern, Maryland at home, at Nebraska. Then it's home against Ohio State and Penn State.
Got it. All right. So this is a chance to go on a stretch. By the way, Rutgers up by 13 right now at Ohio State. And, of course, Northwestern won at home against Michigan State.
Yeah, with that.
So right in the middle of that, maybe not as easy. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Derek and I will give our predictions for tonight's Illinois-Penn State basketball game that tips off at 5:30 on the Big Ten Network. It is The Drive.
My name is Dr. Andrew Zasada. I'm a new provider with OSF Healthcare in Savoy. Here to tell you that OSF has made it easy for you to come see myself or any other provider by offering video visits. Just call the office and schedule a video visit, and we'll be happy to talk to you and try to help you with your questions. If an office visit becomes necessary, we can certainly schedule that. But for those who feel that they cannot come in or feel that they're housebound, this is another way for you to connect with an OSF healthcare provider to make healthcare even more available to the community. We're happy to welcome into our OSF healthcare family of providers Dr. Mary Ann Fisher, who will be joining OSF healthcare at Union Square next to the Starbucks at the corner of Springfield and Mass. OSF Healthcare stands for faith-based healing. For all of your healthcare needs, please visit osfhealthcare.org.
A good time to buy a car is at the end of the month. A great time to buy a car is at the end of a quarter. But the best time to buy a car is at the end of the year. Executive Manager Ben Quattrone says Sarah Champagne will have ferocious deals between now and the end of the year. He said ferocious. Visit Sarah Champagne off Neil near Burwash and take your pick of Honda, BMW, Subaru, Buick, or GMC, or the best pre-owned vehicles around, and give yourself the gift of ferocious. Visit SarahChampagne.com. As you drive to your vacation destination, you are assured of a trip filled with great memories of your adventures. That's because you came to Midas for a road trip pre-check. Dave and his crew in Urbana inspected and repaired your vehicle in advance for brakes that stop, a transmission that keeps you going, shock absorbers and struts for a smooth ride, an engine tuned for your best mileage and power, and the air conditioning to keep it cool. Nothing beats a secure feeling you get from Midas Tire and Auto in Urbana. Enjoy the scenery and family time knowing that Midas is with you all the way.
How does someone get into this? What do you suggest?
There's great programs both at OSF or Parkland that you can go through, become a basic, a first responder. That's where you start, and that's where a lot of the work goes. We have tremendous people that do that work at Bryan Ambulance. If you're so inclined, you move on up. I went to an intermediate level and then to the advanced paramedic level.
Okay.
And so you go through the schooling, three different courses for me, and a lot of hours in class and on the ambulance and doing skills and in the hospitals.
How did you know you could do this work? You do all the training, but yet when the heat's up and your adrenaline's pumping, I mean, some people would go, I can't do this.
Sometimes it's a reality check every day, Stevie. You have to look at yourself and say, you know what, that went well. What still could we do better?
George, we're very proud of you and happy for you, and good work out there.
Thank you.
You're really doing important work, and you're changing lives and people every single day. And thank you. Grillsandcookers.com,
yes.
I believe.
Old Man Winter will be here before you know it. Frozen and leaking pipes are two reasons to call ServPro. Immediate action is crucial with water damage, and the ServPro professionals respond quickly and utilize their advanced equipment and techniques. ServPro's action to your problem? Inspect water damage, extract water, dry and dehumidify, and clean and sanitize, restoring it like it never even happened. Call 217-355-0077. ServPro, the number one choice in the area for restoration problems. Franchise is independently owned and operated.
The Drive with Sam Piper this hour, brought to you by Game Day Spirit. Two locations, Neil and also one on Green. They've got in-store sales going on right now to help all of us that wait till the last minute.
Can I throw one more idea out there for the girlfriend question?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Now, if my fiance is listening, she'd be mad and expect the same thing.
Yeah, right. She'll be like, oh, now you think of this?
Maybe like you can't do a spa day.
Ooh.
So do one like a spa day at home kit.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that idea. You know, that's not a bad idea. I had thought about, how about a weekend to Galena? That's my spot. I love Galena. You know, like rent a cabin in Southern Illinois, take on a wine tour.
That's a good call.
Deal in Southern Illinois. The problem is this with COVID, I don't know what all is open and what all is not. The other thing that I would encourage people to do, and I know anytime anybody wants to get me $50 to Hickory River or Jet's Pizza or any of these, anytime somebody wants to throw that my way, I'm golden, man. I love that stuff. But I started thinking with all the area businesses really struggling this year, why not do that? Why not go to Jet's Pizza and get a gift certificate, or pick your favorite spot and give a gift certificate to somebody? Or, you know, like if your son or daughter is in college, you know they're going to eat Chick-fil-A, right? I mean, you know that's going to be the case. Taco Bell, whatever. I mean, a lot of these places are owned by local people, and certainly you would be helping them out. But find a mom-and-pop restaurant or a mom-and-pop store in Champaign-Urbana or the small towns around our area that have little quaint shopping, little quaint stores that offer a lot of stuff, and buy them a gift certificate there to use down the road.
It's a good call.
Because that would really help out our area businesses right now. And then guess what? Come, you know, March, all of a sudden you're like, hey, I got $50 to wherever. Let's go. Let's go do a shopping day. So I think that's something that we should all do and chip in and get that done tonight. All right, on the College of Aces text line, Scott says, do you think this is a must-win game tonight? Hell yes.
Yeah.
You got to win this game tonight.
If your goals are the same as far as your regular season, winning the Big Ten.
Yes.
you know, staying in the top 20, trying to get back into the top 10, 100%.
I can explain away Baylor's loss, and I can explain away Rutgers' loss. And the Missouri game is always just, sometimes Illinois has beaten them when they shouldn't. Sometimes Missouri has beaten us when they shouldn't. You shouldn't have lost it, don't get me wrong. I could never explain a Penn State loss this year if you think you're that good.
Right.
So, yes, this is a must win. And that's going to be kind of my, is it mantra or mantra?
I always say mantra.
Mantra. I think you're right. That's going to be my mantra this year is not just, well, yeah, you should beat Penn State. No, if you think you're this special, then you better beat Penn State. So that's the case tonight. Now, I was reading your three keys and a pick on Illini Inquirer. And I, before I got to the end, I said, well, before I look at Derek's prediction, I'm going to make my own for the show tonight. I don't want yours to sway mine. And then I thought, well, I'll make mine, and then I'll look down and see what he did. So I chose Illinois winning this game tonight, 78-69. And then I scrolled down and saw yours, and I'm like, holy crap, we've worked together way too much already. Because your pick is...
Illinois 78, Penn State 71.
How funny is that? Within 2 points of each other. So we both feel like Illinois is going to get it done tonight against Penn State. Get to, 2-1 in conference play, and then let's start going on a nice little roll for a while here, and then start playing the big boys again. Let's get her done.
So really good teams do.
Amen.
Got an opportunity to stack some wins, and come on, you got to go to Penn State. You got to win the game. Don't get out tough. Don't let them rain threes on you.
Yep.
Just go and beat those guys.
Amen. Hey, we're going to do a little chat with Andy Kurtz when we come back. I probably will let everybody drink tonight. Since we're not going to be here Friday and it's Christmas Eve tomorrow, absolutely. Christmas Day. So you'll probably get a little bit of that special coming up. Also, I got a little Christmas message for everybody. And then we're going to replay the Brett Bielema interview because the Illini game will be going on. You're not going to be listening to me. I know that. But listen through my Christmas message. I want to do that. Pipes hat, Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas to you, man.
All right, I'll see you on Monday. It's the drive. I'll see you. I'm back next hour. Loud and clear, better.
Good vibes. Good vibes. Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes. Since the 70s, Sony has delivered consistently high-quality products, but none higher than the XBR 950 TVs. Usually I talk about Sony's 800 series because they offer good picture and build quality at attractive price points, like a 75-inch at $999, but the 950 models are the ones we buy for ourselves. In fact, I got my wife one as an anniversary gift. She was shocked at how much better the picture looked than what she'd been watching. Now, the reasons it looks so great are technical. The Triluminous display has more shades of color, powered by the X1 Ultimate processor that analyzes content and boosts color and clarity. The full array LED makes light areas lighter and dark areas darker, up to 6 times the contrast of regular panels. Content is upscaled to 4K to give you lifelike detail and texture in movies, sports, and even soap operas. Features like voice control to search Netflix and YouTube make it fun to own. Take it from my wife, get a Sony 950 and see TV like never before. And if you hurry, you can get a Black Friday deal on it right now at Good Vibes.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options, it's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
The holiday shopping season is winding down. Don't get stuck waiting on a package that doesn't arrive in time. Shop local at Game Day Spirit and find everything you need today for the Illini fan on your shopping list. Holiday doorbusters are now available. Illini crewnecks, $14.99. Polos, $17.99. Hoodies, just $19.99. Gift cards redeemable in-store or online are also available. Game Day Spirit's open daily at 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, where Illini fans shop.
Long's Garage is the longest-running auto repair shop in Champaign-Urbana, and for good reason. Whether you're looking for new tires from any major brand or think there might be something wrong with your alignment, come to Long's Garage for honest service from ASC-certified technicians. They can help you with tire balancing, tire inspection, tire mounting, tire rotation, and so much more. All your tire needs will be fulfilled by the technicians at Long's, which is a Napa Auto Care facility, meaning you're in the best hands. Visit them today at 503 East Main Street in Urbana for tire service you can trust, 367-3942.
Hi, I'm Craig McDonald with the McDonald Group Real Estate Group, but we're not talking real estate today. We started a podcast called Champagne with Craig. Make no mistake, I love this community and those that make it great. We will have lively topics, amazing people that don't get enough credit for what they do in our community. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast channel, Champagne with Craig. That's